Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, we take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. In fact, we had a lady call in at the end of the last hour, in case you're just tuning in.
Lisa.
Lisa from Delaware. She had heard some discussion about immigration on another talk show. And, hey, it doesn't matter if you're not listening to Free Talk Live. You can call
in. Talk about the issue.
We'll talk about whatever issue. And immigration is a big one. People really are in the dark. They just don't understand what the issue is. They think that, you know, they're taking our jobs, which of course is not true. Just look at the situation in Georgia where, remember this one, Mark, before I went to jail?
It's happening now in Alabama too.
Is it?
Yeah. So these Georgia and Alabama have passed very restrictive immigration laws. Alabama's the worst in the country, even worse than Arizona's. And the fact is that you've got tomatoes rotting on vines out there.
It was hundreds of thousands of jobs that were available, if I'm not mistaken. And in Georgia, they brought out pensioners, people that are out of prison that are supposedly looking for work.
Pensioners, probationers.
Probationers, thank you. People that are out of prison supposedly looking for work. And they gave them and said, here's a job for you.
And these people likely, if they were getting fired, could face going back to jail if they got fired or, the job didn't like their
performance. These guys walked off the job or the first day or didn't show up the second day for the super majority.
Can't do the work.
So as a result, you've got literally millions of dollars worth of food that is not being picked, is rotting on the vine.
Yes. And of course, once they do get people that can do the work, they're going to want to get paid more because Americans have gotten fat and lazy, sadly. Mm-hmm. And, that's how it goes. Instead of people that want to work hard and, you know, raise their families and pick fruit or whatever it is, it's just rotting.
And don't forget, we also saw news a while back about how a lot of farms that are located maybe Southern California, kind of the southern border area, the farmers just said, screw it, I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Yeah, they're moving across the border. they can get the Mexican labor across the border with the NAFTA treaty or whatever it is.
Right. The soil's the same.
Yep.
Just do it down there.
What's the big deal? By the way, she mentioned that people were getting 7-year tax holidays. Look this up on Snopes. And this is false. One of those
immigrants were.
One of those, the immigrants were. That one of those jingoistic email forward things where, oh, they're Muslims and they're immigrants. They're killing us. Leprositic, dog-eating murderers and whatever it is that they're claiming. Turns out here from Snopes, completely false statement. Forget about it. Nobody's getting any breaks. The U.S. government wants taxes from everybody, native-born or newly arrived. Stories about immigrants receiving new cars, apartments, clothing allowances from the government and being exempted from paying taxes to at least the date in the 1960s. That's how old this canard is. And often, while poor American kids are starving, is the kicker added to these tales, provoking a righteously indignant response from those who hear it who don't have the facts. So in honor of this, I've composed a new poem. I'm going to call this The Rotting, Dying Colossus. You poor, you innocent, you huddled masses yearning to be free, get out.
F you.
We don't want you.
Let's go to you and your calls. Talk to Austin, listening in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Austin.
What's up, guys? Greetings from beautiful Boise, Idaho, or as I would like to call it, the state, New Hampshire West. I'm surprised you guys don't have an affiliate out here.
You could always call your local talk station and request Free Talk Live. So what's on your mind tonight?
It was just something involving a Stossel special I saw about a few days ago where he was talking about the ideal libertarian society. And one of the guests he had on there was, I think it was a spokesperson or one of the heads of Koch Industries. And he's using them as the shining example of a libertarian society. But after you've seen their history of lobbying and I guess their environmental records, kind of leaving me scratching my head. What do you guys think?
You know, I don't know everything about Koch Industries. People will often decide to lump Free Talk Live in as though the Koch brothers are coming in here and sitting down in our living room studio telling us what to say. They've got their hands up our little puppet backs or something. Yeah, I don't know these guys from anything. They're not writing me any checks.
Yeah, I don't know anything more about Koch than I do about who's the liberal guy, the really rich
Soros.
Like, I don't know anything about these guys. I know that they've got a bunch of money and they support the causes they support and
some of those causes I'm for, and I'm sure some of those causes I'm against.
Yeah, that makes sense. And another thing, I went to a local thing. It was like an Occupy Boise thing. I did see some glimmering signs of hope, like some End of Ed Ron Paul posters and stuff like that. But most of it was just seemed like smelly hippies to me. But thanks for the call, guys.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
I don't know about protests. I wonder what they can do.
And most of the Tea Party smelled like smelly fascists to me.
So what seems obvious to me is that there is a populist uprising that's sweeping the globe, that people are all over the world upset with government. I think it has to do with communication. I think it has to do with people being able to communicate at a much better rate than they have been previously. The governments are these old dinosaurs that maybe at one point monopolistic top-down governments were the word of the day, and you had to have them in order to keep peace or whatever.
That's nonsense.
Sure. I don't know that. I don't know.
It's always been people controlling people.
That's exactly what it is. But I do think that behavior needs to be controlled in some way, shape, or form. That much is true. The real problem I have with it is the monopoly status that they claim for themselves. When you have a monopoly, you'll never have growth. You'll never have innovation. So therefore, here in the United States, we've got a government that's essentially 230 years old. I mean, we're not riding around in vehicles that are 230 years old. We're not talking on communication devices that are that old, using quills and ink.
Let's go to Dustin, listening in Omaha, Nebraska. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I don't know if you guys have realized it already. I think it was before you got out, but Mark was reading the proposed list of demands. Do you remember that, Mark?
Yes, this is the proposed list of demands. Proposed list of demands of the Occupy Wall Street folks. Somebody claiming to represent them.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Well, it's some of them. I suspect that I really strongly do believe that there is a contingent, a larger contingent within the Occupy Wall Street movement that is somewhat more liberal and socialist than they are libertarian.
No, I think you're right about that. But it's my understanding that they are having some sort of organizational meeting, so that's probably where those came from. Anyway,
it was a post by one guy on a forum, apparently, and the media blew it out of proportion because, you know, they'd love to paint the entire group as a bunch of, free stuff wanting socialist types.
Okay. So your thoughts?
They actually did come out with, a declaration of the occupation of New York City that Keith Olbermann read on his show or whatever, but they have some kind of an official statement now. Have you seen this yet?
No, it's called a declaration of what?
The title on it is Declaration of the Occupation of New York City. If you just type in, I don't know, official statement or whatever into Google, you'll probably see it. But anyway, it's pretty good. I mean, there's a little bit of kind of not good sounding stuff. I don't know, I can't think of the word right now, but it's pretty good. I mean, you can read it. I don't want to read it right now, and you probably don't want to read it right now. But
well, we'll take a look at it, and I appreciate the heads up. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a hypothetical scenario. In a voluntary society, would I be able to buy up all the land on what is now considered the border and then build my own moat? Would that be okay?
Yes.
If you could get everyone to sell that land to you, which would be quite a process.
You'd be the largest landowner in the country.
Sure, probably. What if I encircled like somebody else's land? And
this is always a good one.
What if
my land encircled someone else's land? It's always a good question. You'd have to buy land around and then buy the road too, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if the road was on my land, of course.
Could they have a helicopter?
Well, wouldn't I own the airspace above my land and the soil
below? You can't own anything.
Can you stop airplanes from flying over? Do you own the airspace above your land now?
No. See, the reason you don't own the airspace is because you haven't homesteaded it. So if you put up like a radio tower, you'd kind of own up to the top of the radio tower.
Yeah.
But you haven't done anything to improve that
fence.
Space.
Hmm? What if I build like a 7-mile fence?
Hi.
Hey, thanks for the call.
You tell me how you're going to keep it up, and then we'll go further with that.
Yeah, go ahead and build that big moat along the border, and then I'll just fly people over top of it. That'll be fine. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. 1-855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about the surrounding thing in a moment.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school. Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We've got about 1,000 people here in New Hampshire now as a result of the Free State Project.
Those are the ones that are counted. It's right? Probably more than significantly more than that.
I don't think that's significantly more. If there are significantly more than that, Mark, they're not living around here. And so, or at least they're not coming out around here.
I think that we should stick with the official count rather than buoy people's hopes about, you know, what to expect when they get here. So anyway, there are around 1,000 folks scattered all throughout New Hampshire. It's a movement that's making a difference. It's a well-rounded movement. It's something unlike anything you've ever seen in the history of the liberty movement in this country, except for the very first movement of people who moved here to, you know, escape persecution, for instance. There's a long history of people who've migrated for political reasons. Look at the Mormons, for instance, in Utah. They migrated to Utah. They moved all in one group, basically, and they had a real effect on that place. Some would say it's a horrible effect, but they had an effect nonetheless. A bunch of hippies moved into Vermont. They had a big effect on how Vermont is.
Indeed.
We're starting to see how liberty-minded people moving to the same place can have an effect, too, because I can tell you, when I was living in Florida trying to do liberty activism down there, I didn't really feel like I was having much of an effect, and I was pouring money and time into doing that activism, and it wasn't going anywhere, it wasn't growing. If you want to be a part of a growing movement, a movement of some of the best liberty activists in the world, people from all around the country and world are moving to New Hampshire, you need to go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project. Get signed up. The guy from Marijuana Muscle is actually in town visiting, and he is from California, and he's just blown away by the beauty of New Hampshire. It's, of course, the fall leaf-changing season here. So
it is the most beautiful time of the year.
Great time to visit, unless you're going to be paying hotel prices, because they're pretty much booked up this time of year. So get up here whenever you can, although the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival are the two probably best times to come up. And I haven't heard an announcement on dates from the Liberty Forum. Did I miss that, Mark? Have those been announced yet?
I believe they have been announced.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll bring those to you at some point here in the near future. That's an exciting opportunity because it lets you come up here, get together in a hotel, the Liberty Forum, with other liberty-minded folks, lots of people that already live here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and others who are planning on making the move here. It's a great way to connect with the community and really see what it's like to be around literally hundreds and soon to be thousands of other like-minded, freedom-oriented people. So freestateproject.org, that's why we're here. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts.
The three-day pass, let's see, Liberty Forum Sunday pass is February the 26th. So it looks like you can go the 24th, 25th, and 26th of February is Liberty Forum.
Thursday through Sunday.
Yep, and I'm sure you can use, what's the coupon code they always give?
It's usually FTL, but I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't heard anything on that. I just got out of jail, Mark, so don't ask me these things.
Say, I'm just giving you the dates here, man.
Yeah. So once again, 855-450-3733. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Actually, we've got to address the issue of surrounding the property thing.
Oh, yeah.
We had a gentleman call in earlier. What if I bought it? Could I buy all the property in a liberty-oriented society that surrounds your house and trap you there? Now, you brought up the could I own a helicopter answer, which that's kind of the cheap way out.
But it does address the issue. And you can buy a property and it will, as things change in the world, it becomes more and less valuable. Wouldn't you agree?
The realistic answer, Mark, is that in the transition from having this government-run road system to some sort of a market-based freedom system, that there will, when these properties are sold and traded, they will be sold with provisions attached to them. So, like right of access provisions. Yeah, if I'm going to sell you this part of road, you have to.
That happens now.
That's true. It does happen now. But it's important to bring that up to the person who.
And the continuity, it matters. But I would like to point out that when the government gets involved, it doesn't always matter. My piece of property that I own now used to be a larger one when somebody else owned it previously. They cut it into three pieces. And when the road went through, they actually went through the property, cutting off a portion of the property that that was close to a stream and essentially locking it in. It's completely worthless now. And it, so the government gave them no right-of-way access because how are they going to give it to them when there's a stream going by? That'd be incumbent upon another piece of person's property in a different way. So, you know, it happens today when things like this occur.
Right. So the property that you want to buy up likely already has a provision attached to it, or they wouldn't sell it if it didn't. The provision that says, well, I've got to be able to access the property. And this comes along with these purchases that are made. And I think somebody who asks those questions doesn't know these things, right? Like, as you point out, Mark, this already happens today. But I would venture to bet that the caller has probably never owned property and or has never had to encounter some sort of a situation like
that. It's a fun little mind game, though, when you're talking about, when I buy property, do I own all the space, above it, all the way out into the cosmos?
Yeah.
Do I own it all the way down to the center of the Earth?
Well, that brings up the issue is if you landed on the moon and you built a little circular fence, just a little circle fence, could you then say, I declare that I own all of the property on the outside of this fence? Because essentially you've circled in every other bit of the moon, right? So it's absurd. And the reason it's absurd is because you haven't done anything
to improve it.
You haven't improved it. You haven't homesteaded it. You don't just get to put up a fence and claim that you now own the entire forest, the 50 million acres of forest that you fenced in.
So now you brought it up. Now you want to play. What if your intention is to keep the moon pristine and untouched? So therefore, you have improved it in the fashion that you have fenced it around and said, this portion shall remain untouched.
Ooh, you bring up a good
objection. I am a super genius.
You know, Mark, this is one of those things the market's going to have to figure out.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's never going to be a perfect system. Nothing's perfect.
Right.
You know, heaven's perfect and we're not dead yet, assuming you believe in heaven or whatever. And the things that we have here, the question is a monopolistic top-down form of government the one that we want? And is that what's going to service humans in the most moral and just and efficient way into the future? And I would venture to say it's not.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Because I agree with you, Mark. I mean, I think there's real value in having pristine property, untouched.
Sure, some people are going to want that.
Woodlands and things like that or whatever. And there are organizations that do have it in mind to purchase properties with the intention of not allowing them to be developed.
People keeping those moon trees safe.
So ultimately, the marketplace will have to come up with some way of we already have titles to property and title services that these people that run a check on a title, for instance, to make sure it's unencumbered before you sell it. These are privately run companies, so that I don't think it would be too difficult to replace the monopoly provider with some sort of a market system. I just don't know how it would work exactly, and that's okay. It's okay to not know the answer to all these questions.
You can't answer all these questions.
Right, because even if we were to speculate, and we could, and our speculation may or may not turn out to be correct, but even if we were to speculate, we still aren't in possession of all of the information that would be necessary for the market to make decisions. And when I say something like that, that means thousands of hundreds of thousands of millions of billions of people deciding trillions of different things, and it all working out, to bring you thousands of, products on the shelf of the grocery store, for instance.
And the best decision works because that's the one people go for.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work, they'll hopefully learn their lesson and change their minds and try something different.
Except for beta.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Actually, beta's kind of still around in the professional market. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys, this will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. Lots of features available to you there. We've got a webcam. You can watch and listen to the show, and you can do it free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne, the principal of SACL CAI, wants to welcome Ian Freeman back and encourage you to join the AMP program. That's what he wants done with his live read time here. It's if you want to find out more about SACL CAI, his business, it's the top banner on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
Indeed. As we continue with you and your thoughts, let's talk to Scott in Massachusetts. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Hey, it's Scott the Bigot. What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Well, I'm very happy tonight, gentlemen. I'll tell you why. With Occupy Wall Street, it will spread throughout Boston and New York and Chicago and Dallas and all the cities across America. And maybe the Zionist-occupied government will collapse. The Federal Reserve is evil. We have a Zionist-occupied government. To your listeners that don't know what Zionist-occupied government means,
I was about to ask you. That's great.
It stretches everything from the wars in Afghanistan, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that has plunged us into war because we were attacked on 9/11 because of the over $10 billion the United States gives.
You're kind of glossing over. It's basically a kind of a bigoted conspiracy theory, right? That suggests that the people in power want to want to restore Zion, which is Israel, right? Is that right?
That's right. In other words, your listeners would have to read the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
And believe it. Sort of bigoted screed.
And believe that this thing that has been shown to be fraudulent is true.
It's not fraudulent. I knew you were going to say that. It's authentic. It's absolutely genuine. The Jews want you to believe that it's fraudulent. And the proof that it's authentic is that everything it stated came true. World War I, World War II, the control of gold throughout the world, the Federal Reserve. The Jews control the Federal Reserve. They control Wall Street. In fact, all of the people that are protesting on Wall Street against Wall Street bankers, I have a list of these evil bankers that must be put away and incarcerated for the rest of their lives. Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs.
I don't want to hear a list.
So some of these people that are protesting on Wall Street are gay. Some of them are black. Some of them are Jewish. What is that? How does that make you feel?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. Let me explain. And I'll give you an answer. In World War II, there were people very conservative in the United States that hated communism. But they figured they had to make a pact with Joseph Stalin in Soviet Russia to defeat Nazism, National Socialism. So they figured, you know, we'll make a deal with the devil. So to answer your question, yes, I agree. There are blacks. There are Hispanics. There are Jews. But I'm going to tell you something. I hate Wall Street. I hate the international Jewish bankers that run Wall Street. So to answer your question...
Well, wait, by your perspective, you kind of group people together as though they're all the same. So you're acknowledging that some people who are Jewish are in the streets protesting against some other people who are also Jewish, who are, you know, in charge of some financial institutions.
That's right. The Jews have been...
Is that part of the conspiracy? Like,
yeah.
Are they...
Let me explain. Jews shift grounds on three ways. A, they're either... There's Jewish capitalism, like Goldman Sachs, the bastards that control Wall Street and the Federal Reserve. That's A. B, then there's international Jewish communism. The Jews invented communism. And then C, there's international Jewish Zionism. Between the three groups, the Jews are prevalent in all of them, and they control and enslave the world. They've already enslaved the world through all three movements.
Now, where did the white separatists come into all this? What are they doing?
I would like to see white supremacists, Nazis, if you National Socialists, if you will, skinheads, what have you, an Aryan coalition, if you will, that will take back America and drive out eventually. The so-called mud people.
Are they going to take back America from the mud people and then give it to the Indians?
No.
Now, it seems to me that you seem to be take back harkens to a different time, right? And so you're just picking a random time on the continuum here in the North American continent when... There were white people that were in charge. I mean, if you're going to make judgments by race and geography, shouldn't you say give it all the land back to the Indians and leave?
Of course not, because the Indians are inferior.
I think you bigots should really look at this from a realistic perspective. Scott, you know, I mean, we've talked to you for a long time on this program. You've called year after year and expressed your bigoted views here, and we've allowed it.
We disagree vehemently,
but you are not in the majority. Racism is dying. People are coming together.
There are
interracial marriages and relationships and children of interracial relationships. The colors are mixing. And what you want to happen isn't even close to happening, nor will it ever be close, because you essentially are trying to advocate hatred towards your fellow man, and you're trying to divide people, which is not a very healthy thing to do. It's very unlikely you're ever going to be able to have a chance at taking back America. What you do have a chance at doing, and this is what I'd recommend you do, is you and your separatists or supremacist buddies get together and go, you know, have yourself a county where you live somewhere, where all of you can live together in your little white peaceful world, have yourself whatever white picket fence that you want in your white house with all your white neighbors, and don't
raise white sheep,
and don't bother the rest of us. How's that sound?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. You're forgetting one thing. If the economy deteriorates, and it is, there will be race wars in this country. Whites will attack blacks. Blacks will
This is not
whites.
A prison
so,
like that.
Scott, one of my best friends in the world is half white and half black, and he's a very light-skinned mulatto.
He's going to beat himself, Mark.
Am I going to attack him, or is he going to attack me?
He'll attack himself.
I'm saying, I want to leave you with a thought to ponder tonight, and your listeners as well. They laughed at Adolf Hitler in 1933 before he came to power. But when the German mark was took 5 trillion marks to buy a loaf of bread, if the American economy deteriorates to the extent that I think it will, the currency is rendered worthless, people have no employment, no jobs or whatever, they will eventually hold the Jews responsible. They will be angry at blacks for affirmative action.
Nobody I know would be. Who do you you don't even talk to people, Scott. You don't even leave your apartment. How can you even predict this?
I know that America is in dire straits, and I know that the whole rotten Zionist-occupied government is going to collapse very soon.
When was the last time you went out and socialized with other human beings?
I get the pulse of the people, and I get the pulse of what's going on in this country.
How can you get the pulse of anything if you're cloistered within your apartment?
I know what's going on in the world.
I mean, you're not even going
to... I know what cooks, young man.
Are you even going to KKK meetings? I mean, are you even getting out amongst the other white separatists?
Oh, no.
Wait, in a minute.
Is that your mom?
No, look, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah.
No.
So, gentlemen...
Who is that?
Yeah, you go laugh.
Wait, is that your mother?
Yeah, I take care of her.
She wants to get on the phone now, huh?
Yeah, Mom, get off the phone.
Mom just booted Scott off the phone. It's 9 o'clock. You got to get off the phone. Actually, she's not even close enough.
Go laugh all you want. But I'm telling you...
It's okay, because more people are living with their parents today. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 49.
49. You'd be surprised, Scott, how many people are living with their parents.
Mom. I'm very proud that I take care of her. And, you know, with this rotten economy...
Is your mom as bigoted and nasty towards other human beings as you are? Can you put her on the phone, please?
No. Hang up.
What's her name?
Sandra.
Sandra? Can you put Sandra on the line, please?
She's not going to want to talk.
She does want to talk. She just got on the phone trying to kick you off of it. Just hand the phone to Sandra, and we'll talk to her. Tell you what, I'll put you on hold. We'll see if you can get Sandra on, because I want to talk to her about you. I want to know if she was the start of all of this, of your hatred towards other human beings, or maybe she is disappointed in you. Sandra?
It's a radio show.
Yes, it's a radio show, and I really want to talk to you. So hang on, Sandra. I hope that you can stick with us, because I would... It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. One out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want as long as mommy will let you use the phone.
Oh, that's just mean.
855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. Lots of features there. You can enjoy them completely free, and you can support Free Talk Live in a variety of different ways. One of those ways is to shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can shop through Amazon, as well as Newegg. And if you shop through the Amazon links there, and there's different ones for different countries, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. If you shop through the Newegg links, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will actually get a portion of the sale. So actually, I just had to buy a couple hard drives because we had a hard drive crash in one of the servers in the studio here, and so I went to Newegg. I went to the Newegg links there over at shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get the stuff you need online, the stuff you want, and help Free Talk Live and or the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Shop.freetalklive.com.
The time to stand up for freedom is now. The media won't help us. The establishment won't help us. They wish to black us out. Well, let them black this out. On October the 19th, tens of thousands of Americans will be donating to Ron Paul's presidential campaign. Visit blackthisout.com to join them and the fight for liberty and freedom. I won't be fighting. However, I will be donating on October the 19th. I encourage you to do so also. It's blackthisout.com.
All right. So we were talking with Scott the Bigot. He's called the show a number of times in the past and has expressed his hatred towards various others who are not exactly colored as he is. And we've gotten into various different issues with Scott. Tonight he called in, and he, I believe, is still occupying one of the phone lines here. Toward the end of his call, when we were kind of getting ready to wrap it up, we can only handle so much of his bigotry in one session. His mom broke onto the line and wanted to use the phone. Now, I said I would love to talk to Scott's mom, and I believe her name was Sandra.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't know if she's actually there. We've been unable to determine that. The board op checked in during the break, and he said that when he checked into the line that they were still arguing about using the phone, and he didn't want to get in the middle of it. So we're just going to go ahead and go right back here. He just dropped off the line, so Scott is gone, I'm afraid, at this point. We didn't get a chance to really talk to Sandra. I would have loved to have asked her some questions about why her son turned out the way he did. Was it her? Did she influence him in this way? Was
I'm
it
sure
dad?
She's had to think that's true.
Well,
she did it.
Maybe
right?
She's a white separatist, too. Maybe she's very proud. That's what we don't know because we didn't talk
that much is true.
So let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Leo listening in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, how's it going? Good show, guys.
Hey, Leo, what's on your mind tonight?
Appreciate the link to the Ron Paul thing on the 19th. I'm going to use that. So,
blackthisout.com.
I just heard Scott talking about the Zionism thing. And I believe Zionism is a legitimate front, but it is just a front. And I think it's been proven to be a terrorist organization. But it just uses Judaism as a shield. And, you know, even in that protocols that he was talking about, it refers often to our lesser brethren. It talks about that kind of stuff. And so I'm not that familiar with it, but it did come across my path, and I looked at it for a while, earlier, about a decade or so ago, and I've heard it since then. I think it is, but it's not, it's not a blanket all Jews kind of thing.
It is for Scott, though, Leo. Scott has gotten on the show and advocated, for instance, moving the Jews to Madagascar. I mean, so I will agree with you that there's probably a group of people who share religious and ethnic backgrounds that have some goal in a political sense to, say, return a certain area of land to some ancestral pasts. And some of those people you may call Zionists.
I think, and I have Jewish friends, and to them what Zionism means is the Exodus and the rebirth of the homeland of Israel. That's what, or the actual movement of, but what it means to the actual organization that is, it's just another organization that's bent on world dominion. They're not pious, they're not reverent or anything. I mean, they're using a religion as a shield, so when they get discovered and somebody points it out, they can say, oh, anti-Semite.
Yep.
And so they use it as a shield so they can protect themselves and still get away with their shenanigans.
So Judaism is both a religion and an ethnicity at the same time. I mean, so if you're Jewish, you can be Jewish in the religious sense or the ethnic sense. And it's kind of this, it's this strange amalgam. And some people get all caught up in their Jewishness and their heritage. And by the way, any religion, any ethnicity, people get caught up in it. Like, it's important what my parents were, even though the milkman could have been your dad, you don't know. People will care about heritage and things like that, when in fact these are just ideas. Your color, your ethnicity, your race is really just an idea that you have about yourself. It's not even a reality.
True. And it can be compared to, like, for the Likud, for example. I mean, there's that they recruit
who?
some pretty brutal talent, and they're all about superiority, and everybody else is second, and if we need to kill 10 million people to prove our point, we'll do it. So, and they don't represent the entirety of the Jewish people. You know what I mean? So,
of course not. How could that be true? I mean, the idea that there's anybody that could represent the entirety of any group of people is absolutely absurd. We can't even get Mark and myself to agree on, everything. So there'd be no way for anyone to represent the two of us, Mark, let alone a group, let alone a large group of people. Like, one person could be the spokesman for black people. It's absolutely absurd. Hey, Leo, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. People like Scott are never people like Scott need to, I don't know how it's going to happen for them, but they need to have some sort of an experience where they can come to understand that human beings are different.
It's love, and that's the only thing that's ever going to conquer this, is they need to be treated with love and respect by somebody who they thought was superior or bad at some point.
Who thought they were superior to them.
Okay. Scott needs to be treated with love and respect by a black person, a gay person, a Jewish person, in a way that he truly internalizes and says, wow, they really helped me. That was really awesome. Mm-hmm. I feel such an indebtedness. And at that point, his mind won't be able to hold on to these ideas any longer. It breaks the paradigm, and that he begins the journey back to healing and believing that people are individuals.
Unfortunately, he shuts himself up in his house all day. So how's that going to change?
Makes it more difficult. Yeah. Certainly, if you create your own reality, there's no doubt about it. But this is what has to happen. I mean, I believe that there are differences from people's ethnicity. I mean, that's I think that there are some differences out there. I think that Mexican people, Central American people, tend to be a little shorter, and you know, that's not bigotry or anything like that. I don't think that I think that there's some small differences, but I don't think they amount to anything. I don't think that you can.
They don't speak to the human being. It's
they
just
don't.
Physical.
I mean, if you whip out some statistic here or there, like you know, some ethnic group is more likely to commit crimes or something like that. You don't. What does that mean about that individual whom I know who is of
nothing.
That ethnic group? It means nothing. Nothing about that.
And that's really the ultimate goal, is to break people of this habit of putting people into groups and treating them as though they're all the same.
Right. I mean, if somebody wants to put together all the bad things that some white people have done and then blame them on me, how fair is that? By the way, I do not claim to be white. I'm just saying that some people might look at me and say that's true. I am an amalgam of several different ethnic groups and, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Let's talk to Steve in California. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's a shame we lost Scott. I had a question for him.
Yeah, that was good
but
stuff.
He's gone. Before I get to my main point, I wanted to comment on...
Well, ask your question to the ether. What would you have asked him?
What I wanted to ask Scott the Bigot was, I wanted to let him know that I come from Jewish parents, but I'm still opposed to the state of Israel, the operative word being state, just as I'm opposed to any other state. And would he then still say that I should be banished to Madagascar?
Madagascar, you go.
Sure, and how about this? Even though I come from Jewish parents, I myself am an atheist. I'm not Jewish. Am I still banished to Madagascar?
I hope you like Madagascar and its funny looking trees and its lemurs and stuff.
Good question. So go ahead with your other thoughts.
So my main point, I'll still wait for a moment because I wanted to comment on the earlier caller who was talking about, just a recap. He was talking about, in a voluntary society, how would you deal with a situation where person A could go and buy this donut-shaped property and encompass person B, and person B can't even escape? And you guys brought up a couple of great points about, rights that come attached to the property, but there's a couple of other things.
Great, I'd love to hear about them, so hang on, we'll bring it back here. Coming up here moments away, hour number three, we'll talk more with Steve about property rights and whether or not you can buy up the property around somebody and trap them there. coming up here moments, 1-855-450-FREE. Still plenty of time for you and your thoughts about what you want. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.